you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far.
Was that a rich girl or a bitch girl, Bob? We're about to talk to your daughter, and I'm thinking she's not relying on the old man's money anymore. So we'll see how all this goes when we start talking
with
her.
She just happens to be a Hall & Oates fan. Right.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we've been talking chicken all day. It was just this is the Yardbird Show, and we've got a special treat for you. It's special for the Grilling Guys, and we hope you're going to enjoy it too. But we've got Bob's daughter, Emily, on the grilling line, and she's going to impart a couple recipes for us and probably give us a little bit about the real deal of what it is by growing up in a Barbecue Bob household. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate the Hall & Oates plug-in in the beginning.
Yeah, I thought you would.
But anyway, so when Dad falls short at the grill – and you got to pick up his slack. I understand you got a couple go-tos that that you use. Tell us about one of those.
Yes, his favorite is I make a pasta carbonara, and it's really easy. And if he messes up something on the grill, we've got to make sure that we make him look good. So
exactly, I feel your pain.
She doesn't even have to wait for that. She can make this anytime because it's my new favorite side. No matter what you're grilling, this works. Listen up.
The nice thing about this is you probably have all the ingredients in your fridge. So it's pasta, some bacon, some eggs, some pecorino cheese, or you can use grated Parmesan, and then parsley and pepper. So that's it.
Nice.
It's really easy. You take a little olive oil. I like to do it in a big skillet. You saute some diced up bacon or pancetta until it's crispy. Throw some chopped garlic in. And then while the pasta's cooking, you finish off the bacon, and then you just put everything together. So you put the pasta into the skillet with the bacon and the garlic. You mix up some eggs and some grated Parmesan, and you make a sauce out of it. So you just combine it in a bowl, and once the pasta and the bacon is all mixed together, you pour the egg and cheese mixture, and the heat from the pasta and the bacon cooks the egg, so it creates this really creamy texture. And then you just top it off with some pepper and parsley, and it's done. And I mean, you can make it in 15 minutes.
So tell the truth now. All that grease in the pan from the bacon, what do you do with it?
Well, that's what makes the sauce.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Job. This is.
I said it was good.
Oh, right, yeah. This is crazy stuff. It is so good. And the first time we had a party, I don't know, a few weeks back we were together. I don't remember what we were doing, but you made it. And fortunately, we ran out, and I didn't have to finish off the entire batch myself.
Did anybody else get any?
They did.
Yeah? Just a couple bites? You ought to try this. It's really good. I've heard that before.
Right. Yeah, well, I have to get back.
We made it about 3 days later, and we were out of spaghetti, so we just kind of used a hodgepodge of pasta that we had around, and it was still delicious.
And it was just fine, wasn't it? Yeah, we used some penne.
It was great.
So if you didn't write that recipe down in the dust on your dash as you're driving to the kids to wherever you're going, we'll post that on the Grilling Guys website so that you can have it, because simple and delicious is all about what the Grilling Guys are about. We don't want to think too hard when we cook. We just want to produce a great product.
You know, I know you're in the midst of trying to create a blog, but you have another way that people can follow you, and what is that?
Yeah, my Instagram is where I post a lot of recipes. I bake a lot. I like to do easy things because I have kids. So my Instagram is at Emily Tree. It's EmilyTrie. And if you get sick of my recipes, I occasionally post pictures of my twins on there. So you can get a little bit of both.
Yeah. Okay. I saw the little picture where they were in the rain boots walking away from the camera holding hands, and I'm like, holy cow, that is a Hallmark moment right there. It's beautiful.
I only post the good pictures. The tantrums don't make it up there, so you'll be safe.
That's the same way we do with our grilling, you know? You see some
very
good
smart
pictures. But
So you make a fantastic – there's another – and this isn't grilling. You do it on a Lodge cast iron skillet.
Is it a Dutch oven or is it a skillet?
Either.
Oh. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it in both. I love to make it. I have a couple size skillets, so this is great that you can make for one person or for 10, you know, depending on what size skillet you use. It's called Eggs in Purgatory. It's originally called shakshuka. It's a Mediterranean dish where they basically poach eggs in a tomato sauce and use some kind of bread to dip it in. So it's a delicious breakfast to have by yourself. If you're camping, it's great to have a, you know, make a giant thing of it for a group of people. It's beautiful on a table. And again, really simple ingredients that you probably have at home. You saute a little olive oil and I like to use a cast iron skillet. Throw some garlic in until it's fragrant, about 30 seconds. I like to do chili flakes. I add a little bit more in mine to make it spicy. And then you put in a can of tomatoes. You stir it and kind of like a marinara sauce. You can flavor it with whatever you want. I like to use a little oregano. There's a French spice called piment d'espelette, which is really delicious in it, but kind of hard to get. And then once that's cooked to, you know, it tastes good, you throw some eggs in whole and you basically poach them in this tomato sauce. Throw the cover on until they're poached. I like my eggs runny. You can poach it to, you know, whatever desire you have. And then you just serve it with some really crusty bread and you can throw it on the table and it will be gone in 10 minutes.
So like if you wanted some, this dish. So if you wanted some of them sunny side up, just put some in and then wait a few minutes and then put the last ones in to have more of a sunny side up flip.
So are we plating this out of the pan or is this just everybody standing around with bread in their hand dunking it in?
Everyone's dunking it in.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what I'm saying.
The mini skillets, you can make personal portions, which is fun for kids if you don't want to make it as spicy. At the end, I throw in some grated Parmesan on top and some fresh parsley to flavor it. And I just serve that with, you can do any sides. You can do some bacon. You can do some brisket. You can do it as a breakfast dish. It's great for a brunch or a dinner. But it looks great, and
it's
everybody
fun.
Loves it.
It's fun. And you can actually scoop a couple eggs out yourself. We typically, you know, everybody scoops a few eggs on their plates and then, you know, community dipping.
Right. Yeah. So, Emily, this probably isn't a red hot skillet, but you're still getting it hot enough that you're probably your sauce is bubbling a little bit when you put the eggs in?
Yeah, it's kind of simmering. That's how the eggs poach in it. I like to turn it off because I don't like my eggs overcooked, and I'll just put a top on, and within 5 minutes, the eggs are cooked really nicely where the whites are hard, but the inside's still runny.
All right. My sweet daughter, my oldest, my first, and give us your Instagram call.
The Instagram is Emily Tree, EmilyTrie.
Okay, follow this girl. She's got mad cooking skills.
And went away from home to get them. No, I think Maureen cooks really, really well.
Yeah, she learned it all from her mother.
But I got to give Moses credit, too.
Okay, see
all
you,
right.
Kid.
So good to talk with you. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye. That's fun, Bob. That puts a grin on my face. You are the man in that household, I know, and it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Yes, today's man law. This is if you've got a single buddy, and I've got a few.
Yep.
Thou shalt not inhibit another man's game.
Simple.
Yep.
Simple. No reason to.
No.
Right?
Let him play.
Right.
Let him play, sucker.
Do what you got to do. Exactly. But so yard bird on the grill, on the smoker, is something that is very, very common out there. And it was interesting to hear Al there from the chicken ribs that most of the dark meat goes elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's my preference. I'm sorry. I mean, the skinless, boneless chicken breast is overrated in my world. Thighs are so much better flavor, so much more moisture. I don't understand why people don't use them more.
Well, here's the cool thing about thighs. I don't care if it's a boneless thigh or skin on, bone on.
Right.
If you've got the traditional thigh, just trim some of that skin up and grill it. And I mean, bring that thing up to like 180.
Yep.
It's so forgiving. You can overcook it. And I found this out by accident by leaving it on the grill.
Don't
too long.
Burn it, but you can bring it up to temperature.
Well,
right?
I was practically burning it. And I'll tell you what, everybody loved it.
Right.
So it's forgiving.
Coming up next, boneless skewers. Maybe a little beer butt. Stick with us. We'll be back. I feel so good if I just say that.